And now, it's back to Mandy Wiener on the Midday Report.
This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
The South African Poultry Association says it's got a comprehensive plan in place to contain the avian influenza outbreak, which is often referred to as bird flu. The outbreak's been reported in farms in Gauteng, the Northwest, recently in the Western Cape too. A broiler breeder farm in Worcester in the Western Cape last week was the latest to detect the virus, after five other farms in Gauteng and the Northwest. And avian influenza is a viral respiratory disease of birds. It's spread by direct contact between healthy and infected birds or through indirect contact with contaminated equipment or other materials. Isaac Breitenbach is the general manager for the SA Poultry Association Broiler Division. Isaac, thank you very much for your time today on the Midday Report. How concerned are you at the Poultry Association, and do you have the situation under control?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, we are concerned, and we've learned from the experiences in Europe, and it is a disease carried by wild birds. And in our particular case in South Africa, specifically water birds, these birds migrate to South Africa for to graze on the winter crops. And that is why we see the disease breaking in about wintertime in June, July. To answer your question about whether we think we've got it under control, we do think so. We have had a number of breaks now that you reported. All of those breaks, according to our analysis, show that it was infections from wild birds to poultry. And we focus very heavily on early warning systems not to spread the disease from chicken to chicken farm. So we believe that that process in that very early stage is still well managed.
So as far as those outbreaks are concerned, they have been contained. So there's unlikely to be a spread beyond those farms that have already been identified then?
Absolutely. What typically would happen is that we've got an early warning system. We've got about 900 producers that send down daily data on mortality increases that they see, or simply if they do see a morbidity on birds. And should we get a positive that there's an increase in mortality, it's still not high-path AI, or there's a morbidity with the birds, the producers will contact us. We've got a website. We put it on the red alert. We isolate in a range of about 3 kilometers around that particular facility, and no birds are allowed to move without the approval of a veterinarian out of that potential positive area. Obviously, the same will account if a farm is confirmed positive with influenza.
So a couple of weeks ago, Isaac, we were seeing eggs being turned back from Mozambique, which we know accounts for around 70% of our egg exports. Also, Botswana and Namibia had also banned poultry products. What is the situation with that currently?
It is international rules, or within the WTO, the World Trade Organization, and the World Health Organization, countries can ban a import of product when there's an outbreak in that particular country. And the reason for that is very, very simple, that the country doesn't want to import the disease virus with product that it imports. Having said all of that, and what has happened so far is that a number of our neighboring countries and further afield have closed their borders for exports from South Africa due to the avian influenza. But what we do have is that we have negotiated a compartmentalization with a number of countries like Botswana, where we can still export from the negative compartments. So that will assist their industry where they do have a shortage of supply of both table eggs and also of meat. But the countries that's closed borders are Mozambique, Lesotho, and we used to export to the UAE.
Are you seeing a big impact there on the industry then if Mozambique is still holding that ban in place?
Fortunately or unfortunately, we weren't exporting a lot of product into those countries. So our exports are quite low. It's like 1% or 2% of total production. So it did impact that, absolutely. But we haven't seen a material impact on the companies because of that. I think there are two important points for us in the future. The very first one is that We haven't seen an impact on the total amount of slaughters yet, of broiler slaughters for meat production. We still have enough commercial eggs for sale into the market. So with the breaks we have, that doesn't impact the supply side of the disease. If it spreads further, and to be honest, we think it will spread further, we will see an impact in terms of the total supply. But we also have seen a remarked reduction in the total consumption of chicken, not due to IPAS-AI, but because of the COVID pandemic and mostly people not earning the money they used to earn before that. So in a rather strange way, it is assisting us a little bit.
And just to be clear, there's no indication that the strain of avian influenza can affect humans, and poultry products from grocery stores are safe for consumption as well.
Correct. No poultry products that are identified as positive or potentially positive for IPAS-AI is allowed to leave the farm. And should a confirmation on serology come in, it confirms a positive flock, it's culled and destroyed on site. So it will not enter the value chain. I think that is the one peace of mind that I can give consumers. The second one is there's a lot of misconceptions about highly pathogenic avian influenza. It sounds very dangerous, and then low pathogenic avian influenza. The difference between the two is merely a chicken-related trait. High pathogenic avian influenza is just one that spreads very easily. It is a hardy virus that can go from chicken to chicken and therefore kill them, and there's no treatment for that. Mm. While a low pathogenic avian influenza is simply a virus that doesn't spread easily amongst the birds. So no, the food that consumers have on their table and from supermarkets are safe.
Well, Isaac, thank you so much for all of that fascinating discussion. Isaac Breitenbach is the general manager for the SA Poultry Association Broiler Division. Your thoughts on that one? Interesting what he says, that fewer people are buying chicken. Are you buying less chicken? Let us know your thoughts. Send us a WhatsApp voice note.